852, 51 degrees outside the Apple Tree Honda Acura Studios. Welcome into First News on 570. We decided that we would save the absolute best for last this morning. Joining us, as he does each and every week, Mr. Frank Wucko. He is our expert on terrorism. Good morning, sir. How in the world are you?
Oh, thanks for the kind words, Mark. I'm doing great.
Hey,
how are you?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. We learned some news this morning that the former friend and neighbor of one of the San Bernardino shooters is going to be facing criminal charges. We learned that this morning. Any surprise there, given the fact that it looks like he's the one that facilitated the rifles for these folks?
No, not at all. And I think this is just one of more to come. I would certainly be looking at, if not, you know, criminal charges and some heavy lineups on, you know, witness stands and things like that of family members.
Is the response that we have seen so far from the U.S. government surrounding San Bernardino and kind of what has happened there and what we the others that we have seen happen this past year. We also learned that yesterday those five brave Marines and Navy men that were shot and killed in Chattanooga during that attack, they will be receiving Purple Hearts as it was deemed a terrorist incident. Any shock that finally was deemed terrorism?
I mean, not so much in that. What I was surprised at, and I think this is something that a lot of people just sort of passed over, was when Obama gave his Oval Office address last week, that among the attacks he listed, he counted Chattanooga among the domestic terror attacks, which caught me a little off guard and shows that, you know, if he is so hesitant, has always been so hesitant to ascribe any of this to domestic terrorism or, you know, radicalized Islamic militants, that if he specifically called that out in the Oval Office address, that there was something afoot, something going on. And, Mark, I think what we're starting to see, too, is that some of these federal agencies and departments are starting to assert themselves with this president. So you've got, you know, the FBI proceeding very aggressively with the San Bernardino case, even though you know it's got to be killing the White House. This Chattanooga recognition, you know, these agencies have a job to do. They're apolitical, and their job is to fact find and you know, solve crimes and call them what they are. They appear to be doing that.
And again, it is, you know, as hesitant as the administration has been to deem anything terrorism, and we know that they refuse to use the term radical Islam. I guess when I read the Chattanooga thing, I was actually shocked that it wasn't deemed workplace violence. I'll be honest with you. I really was shocked that that's not what it is, because, I mean, we're still waiting for something with Fort Hood to be determined that that it was not workplace violence. It was terrorism. And they still have not come out and said that. Correct.
Sure. I want to sort of caution folks, too, that there something magical isn't going to happen when people start saying radical, you know, Islam, you
right.
know, Islamic militantism, radical Islamic jihadists. If you recall, during it was one of the Democratic debates, that none other than Bernie Sanders himself, you know, the socialist, came out and used the term radical Islam. And not to be outdone, Martin O'Malley quickly followed up. So even on the left, people are starting to realize that there's some, you know, some recognizable, you know, some pattern recognition in the use of that term that is politically expedient. But it doesn't end there. You know, it doesn't end with using the phrase. Where it begins and ends is with the actual realization of what that means.
Right. We've got about just a couple of minutes left here, Frank, and I wanted to kind of touch on basically some of the things that have come out from some of the other agencies within the U.S. government that says the administration has kind of dumbed down some of these reports on terrorism to better fit their narrative. It just seems like to me that would create more of a headache for the president than anything because of what that has done. I mean, it really has kind of. It's almost like he wants us to set back on our haunches on this one.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, part of, you know, to his point, I mean, the internally, politically, the, you know, the purpose of dumbing these things down and overplaying things like the killing of Osama bin Laden and some of the partial strides made against al-Qaeda was that it won him the 2012 election. That's all that seems to matter, and then protecting the legacy thereafter. But there's no doubt. I mean, knowing who some of these people are, I mean, knowing the whistleblowers personally, and I knew I've worked with them. These are straight down the line intel professionals. They're not political. They're not driven by any sort of external motivation.
Mm-hmm.
These are pure professionals, and if these individuals are waving the flag and that they're being followed in suit by dozens of others, then there's something going on there.
Right. Frank, thank you so much, sir. We certainly appreciate it. We will not be with you next week because I am on vacation, but we wanted to take time to just wish you and the family the merriest of Christmases and Happy New Year, and we just can't thank you enough for always being with us here on Thursdays. Great pleasure.
I loved every minute of it, and Merry Christmas to you and the crew as well, Mark.
We're looking forward to a great 2016 with you, Frank. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right. God bless.
You too, man. There you go, 858, Mr. Frank Wucco. You can join, or you can learn more about Frank Wucco at frankwucco.com. 858, time for a check of that Weather Channel forecast. Mr. John Roten has a look at the time saver traffic.